This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam. Addressing people at Mangaldoi in Darang district, the Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. Mr. Modi said the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India and the Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution.
सरकार और असम वासियों के साझा प्रयासों से आज भारत दुनिया का सबसे तेजी से ग्रो करने वाला देश है वही असम भी देश के सबसे तेजी से ग्रो करने वाले राज्यों में एक बन गया है एक समय था जब असम विकास में पिछड़ा हुआ था देश के साथ कदम ताल नहीं कर पा रहा था लेकिन आज असम करीब करीब 13% की ग्रोथ रेट से आगे बढ़ रहा है
The Prime Minister said 25 years of the century have passed and the remaining part belongs to the global east and northeast of the country. The Prime Minister said his government has been focusing a lot on connectivity in the northeast as fast connectivity is very important for the rapid development of any region. Mr. Modi also urged people to be brand ambassadors of vocal for local and to take pride in Swadeshi products. The Prime Minister said there are conspiracies to change the demography of border areas through infiltrators. Mr. Modi said it is a huge threat to national security. He said, therefore, demography mission is now being started in the country. Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. He inaugurated India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district this afternoon. Addressing a huge public rally on the occasion of inauguration of bioethanol plant, the Prime Minister said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. Prime Minister informed that India is amongst the top five nations in solar energy. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the GST 2.0 was introduced before festive seasons like Deepavali, Durga Puja, Navaratri and will benefit every Indian. Delivering her remarks at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association at Chennai today, she said that almost for a majority of 99% of goods, GST has been reduced from 12 to 5%. The minister also informed that 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. The finance minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had encouraged the finance ministry to come up with a special package on GST and the next-gen GST was introduced after much consultation with different stakeholders, group of ministers before being placed before the council. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need to make Hindi more flexible with time and to foster its coexistence with regional languages. Inaugurating Hindi Day and the 5th All India Raj Bhasha Sammelan at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, the minister called upon the citizens to respect their mother tongue while also supporting Hindi. He said the central government has introduced initiatives like the Sarathi platform and Hindi Shabd Sindhu Kosh to make Hindi more accessible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Hindi is not merely a medium of communication but a vibrant heritage of country's identity and values. He also highlighted that growing respect for Hindi language on the global stage is a matter of pride and inspiration for the nation. In hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of the Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The winner of the summit clash will qualify for the next year's World Cup, scheduled to take place in Belgium and the Netherlands. India played out a thrilling 1-1 draw against defending champion Japan in a critical Super Four stage fixture yesterday. In Hong Kong Open Badminton, India's hope in the men's doubles shattered as star duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty went down to Chinese duo of Liang Wei Keng and Wang Chang 21-19, 14-21, 17-21 in the final today. India's hope are still alive in the men's singles as Lakshya Sen is set to take on Li Shifeng of China in the final this evening. And in men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament in Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.